Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Peters. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The DH, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Walkenfuss. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Jim Lentine. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Stan Poppy. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Rosma. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Ojeda. And now, play ball. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell strikes out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dwyer. Kemp reaches second base with a double. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a fly ball into left field. Lentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a pop-up towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burleson moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lentine. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Burleson scores. Perez goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Walkenfuss, and towards Poppy, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive towards short. Burleson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lentine. Evans reaches second base with a double. Dwyer moves to third. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Poppy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dwyer scores. Evans moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Stapleton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evans scores. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Lentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Fisk hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski bunts towards the right side of the infield. Poppy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dwyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kemp strikes out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trammell moves to third. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Trammell scores. Cowens moves to second. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-1 in the game. Brookins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Evans strikes out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-1 in the game. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Trammell. Burleson moves to second. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Lentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentine is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Lentine hits a pop-up towards first. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy is 0-1 in the game. Poppy takes first base on ball 4. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-2 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Poppy moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Poppy moves to third. Peters moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Kemp is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-2 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-2 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Fisk hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a line drive towards third. Hobson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Lenteen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenteen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lenteen takes first base on ball 4. Brookins moves to second. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Poppy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dwyer who is chasing the ball. Poppy reaches third base with a triple. Brookins scores. Lenteen goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Poppy scores. It's Tigers, 4, Red Sox, 4. Dick Drago now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Peters. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Stapleton applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Lenteen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Lenteen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hobson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dwyer moves to second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Burleson hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Lenteen fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Lenteen. Dwyer scores. Hobson goes all the way around to score. Burleson moves to third. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stapleton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burleson scores. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Lopez. Stapleton moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Lynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman now playing third base. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 3 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoffman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joaquin Fuss scoops it up and throws to first, with Lopez covering, for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dwyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Corcoran pinch hits for Jim Lentin. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Corcoran now playing left field. Pat Underwood now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Evans hits a line drive towards third. Brookins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Poppy scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker pinch hits for Stan Poppy. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoffman fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8. And Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.